Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 45 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new lead in the search for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. As law enforcement sources tell ABC, a man in Altoona, Pennsylvania is being held for questioning and that he has a similar gun as the one that was used in the killing. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the weapon has been a focal point of the investigation.
It is a distinctive weapon. They think it may be a veterinary type gun used on ranches and farms to put down an animal because it can fire a quiet shot with that long barrel. They don't think it had a separate screwed-in silencer. The magazine is in the grip. It's bolt action, so it has to be manually cycled, and he did show some proficiency with the weapon.
Moments ago in New York City, a jury acquitted Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide, finding the former Marine not guilty after deliberating for more than 24 hours across 5 days following the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway car. And the Pentagon pausing operations of its troubled V-22 Osprey aircraft. This is ABC News. Alex Jones back in court today as he tries to hold on to his InfoWars platform.
A bid by The Onion satirical outlet to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars platform is under scrutiny today in a Houston courtroom. Jones alleges collusion after a trustee chose The Onion's lower bid in a November auction over his own affiliated company's higher offer. The sale is part of Jones' personal bankruptcy case following $1.5 billion in defamation judgments over his false Sandy Hook's hoax claims. Proceeds from the sale are intended to go toward the Sandy Hook families and Jones' creditors. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Judge in New York denied a motion for a mistrial by attorneys for Daniel Penny. After a charge of manslaughter against Penny was allowed to stand, the jury is considering one charge after another was thrown out in a subway chokehold death. And baseball star Juan Soto signed the richest contract in sports history, 15 years, $765 million with the New York Mets. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 45 degrees at 12:04. Look for sunny to partly cloudy and warm conditions for this time of year today, with highs in the upper 40s. Winds will be west 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 25, and partly to mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a high of 31. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it is sunny outside. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our temperature is 45 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made, cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North Muscadet, where every gift is a little more special.
Today is Monday, December 9th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that the Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned two cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. This morning at approximately 8:30, deputies completed a search warrant as a result of this investigation. Deputies took into custody Talon G. Miller, 19 years old, from Lone Rock for three counts of possession of child pornography and one count of felony bail jumping. At the time of this arrest, Miller was currently serving a diversion agreement for similar acts that generated a cyber tip in May of 2023. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, and Richland Center Police Department. Yesterday afternoon at approximately 3:39, the Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 27986 County Double D for the report of a barn fire. Fire personnel en route requested mutual aid for tenders and manpower. On arrival, fire personnel found a fully involved barn fire. All livestock were able to get out of the structure, and the barn was a total loss. Firefighters were on the scene for around 5 hours. No injuries were reported. Assisting at the scene were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, Richland Electric Co-op, Yuba and Cazenovia Fire Departments also assisted on the scene, and the Muscadet and Blue River Fire Departments assisted as well. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a barn fire near Sinbad Road on Union Valley Road in the township of Linden. Cobb first responders, Dodgeville EMS, and Dodgeville Fire Department were immediately dispatched, with Dodgeville Fire providing automatic aid. Due to the size of the structure, an MABAS box alarm was activated for additional mutual aid. Alliant Energy, Ridgeway Fire, Montford Fire, Livingston Fire, Mineral Point Fire, Rui Fire, Stitcher Fire, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies were requested to the scene. The fire was extinguished and all units returned to their stations. Also yesterday afternoon at approximately 3:13, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop at U.S. Highway 18 and Bennett Road in the city of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, John M. Shipp, 41, of Beaver Dam, was arrested on charges of operating while suspended, possession of methamphetamine, possession of THC, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine, and bail jumping felony two times. Shipp was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he is currently being held. And also yesterday evening at approximately 6:50, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop at U.S. Highway 18-151 and County Road Y in the township of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Stanley Wilkerson Jr., 45, of Mineral Point, was arrested on possession of THC and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wilkerson was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he is currently being held. Governor Tony Evers opposes President-elect Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. Wisconsin Democratic governor responded to the plan in an interview with Matt Smith on WISN's Upfront. Evers said, as far as taking people from farms and factories in the state that are backbone of our economy, that will not work for us. Evers called on lawmakers in Washington to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill, similar to a Senate measure which was scuttled earlier this year due to opposition by the candidate Trump. Evers said his administration will do everything it can to prevent migrant workers in Wisconsin's ag sector and other industries from being deported. The second term for the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, was first elected to the position in December of 2022. The RPW Executive Committee met on Saturday and re-elected him. Under Schimming's leadership, the party delivered Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Donald Trump, only the second time a Republican candidate has won Wisconsin since 1984. The party also held on to a 6-2 Republican delegation in the U.S. House and maintained Republican majorities in the state legislature. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's guidance for supporting transgender students. The justices acting today in a case from Eau Claire left in place an appellate ruling dismissing the parents' lawsuit. Parents with children in Eau Claire public schools argued in a lawsuit that the school district's policy violates constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedoms. 16 Republican-led states had urged the court to take up the parents' case. Lower courts had found that the parents lacked the legal right or standing to sue. The court said no parent presented evidence that the policy affected them or their children. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has been awarded a $7 million comprehensive opioid stimulant and substance use program grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to implement the Wisconsin Deflection Initiative. The initiative aims to connect individuals struggling with substance use disorders to treatment and support services before they experience crisis, overdose, or criminal justice involvement. Though through partnerships between law enforcement, emergency services, and healthcare providers, the WDI will create multiple pathways for accessing treatment across Wisconsin communities. This funding will strengthen efforts to connect individuals to stabilization, treatment, and recovery services by intervening early and connecting people to appropriate care. The Wisconsin DOJ can help break the cycle of addiction and reduce involvement with the criminal justice system. The program will be implemented across multiple Wisconsin jurisdictions with a focus on herbal, tribal, and rural communities. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been named the recipient of the 2024 Diversity Award for its commitment to creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. The Diversity Award was established in 2000 by the State Council of Affirmative Action and recognizes state agencies for dedication to the recruitment, retention, and promotion of a diverse workforce. The DPI received the honor for its 2024 through 26 Equity and Inclusion Strategic Plan. Through targeted recruitment initiatives, the DPI has improved outreach to underrepresented groups and diversified applicant pools. In addition, the department has made a variety of accessibility improvements, including hiring its first ever American Sign Language interpreter. The creation of a leadership development program provides ongoing leadership training to staff to strengthen the department's culture and climate. Results from a survey show measurable progress in the department's culture and climate initiatives. The Diversity Award was presented to DPI staff during the 2024 Diversity and Virginia Heart Special Recognition Awards Ceremony, which was held at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Friday. Keep a watchful eye out for scams this holiday season. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says phishing continues to be the major issue, so always double-check any emails to make sure they look correct and only shop at secure websites. Miller said you also shouldn't shop on unsecured public Wi-Fi in places like a mall or a restaurant and help protect the devices of your more vulnerable family members, like seniors and kids. A full list of safety tips can be found at irs.gov. And if you missed out on the Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt season, there are other hunting opportunities this month. There are still a couple of days left in the muzzleloader season, which will end on Wednesday before the statewide antlerless-only hunting season takes place from Thursday to Sunday. Select farmland zone units will also hold an antlerless-only holiday hunt from the 24th to January 1st. The archery and crossbow season is also still underway until January 5th or 31st, depending on your region. WRCO News time is 12:17. When WRCO News returns, we'll have a story on holiday scams affecting senior citizens.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 46 degrees at 1220. As the holiday season approaches, AARP Wisconsin is encouraging Wisconsinites to be extra aware of possible fraud schemes. Courtney Anclam manages the fraud prevention outreach for AARP of Wisconsin.
We know people are buying gifts and giving back to those in need, and criminals know that too, and they take advantage of it.
One scam to be on the lookout for is package delivery scams.
We know people all across Wisconsin were getting those text messages where people were claiming that there is an issue with your package. It was maybe coming from somebody pretending to be the post office or Amazon, and they would say, you know, there's a problem with your package, click this link, and then they'd ask you to enter personal information or payment information for a re-delivery fee. And unfortunately, those scams are trying to collect information and steal your payment information in particular.
Other scams that are centered around the holidays include fake charity scams and gift card scams. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection receives tens of thousands of complaints about these scams in the state of Wisconsin each year. Unfortunately, senior citizens are highly targeted for a reason.
Older people are generally just very trusting, right? Especially here in Wisconsin, we're Midwest nice. So when the phone calls and it's somebody who needs help or who is looking for information, our older Wisconsinites are from a generation where they're raised to answer the phone and be polite. And criminals tend to target older folks because when you think about it, older people have had most of their lives to work and save money. And so there's a bigger nest egg, for lack of a better term, that criminals can target and potentially steal from those folks. And really, when we look at the data from the Federal Trade Commission, it shows us that older people report actually being the victim of a scam less often than younger folks. However, when they lose money to a scam, they lose more money. So that goes back to criminals know older folks tend to have those lifetime savings and assets that they can take advantage of and steal.
Courtney Anclam suggests how to avoid being scammed.
Be more wary. If you get a random phone call or an email or a social media message, you don't have to answer those. And a lot of the time, you know, real friends and family, healthcare organizations, stuff like that, they're going to leave you a voicemail if they call you and you can call them back. But that unsolicited contact is always going to be your first red flag. And then the other thing is if somebody is claiming that you owe money, whether that's you get a contact from someone saying they're from the IRS and that you owe money, to just stop and reach out to the IRS yourself, and if that person asks you to pay by gift card, immediately cut off contact because the payment by gift card is a huge red flag for it being a scam.
When purchasing or donating, use credit cards. They give you more protection. More fraud protection information can be found on the Wisconsin AARP site at states.aarp.org/Wisconsin, and when you get to the site, enter fraud into the search engine. Ithaca Middle and High School musicians will take the spotlight in a concert tonight beginning at 7 in the high school gym. Under the direction of Mary Beth Behrens and Wade McCoy, the 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade and high school bands and choirs will perform Sounds of the Season. Admission is free and open to all. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary will once again sponsor their annual fundraiser for local veterans and Toma VA on Wednesday from 9 to 3 at the Richland County Bank lobby. All items donated must be new and can be wrapped or unwrapped. Used items cannot be accepted. Please secure items in clean boxes or sturdy bags. Monetary donations are also accepted. Please make checks payable to VFW Post 2267 Christmas. For more information, call Commander Marge at 608-647-4884. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile hours. The staff will be at the Ruth Culver Community Library tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30, and also on Monday, December 16th, at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon to 1, and the Viroqua City Hall from 3 to 4. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of $2.71. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as $2.47 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is $3.38. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas. The case documented in the Netflix series Making a Murderer returns to a courthouse today. Stephen Avery, along with his nephew, Brendan Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. A status conference is scheduled for this morning at the Washara County Courthouse. A new judge was recently assigned to his case after the previous judge recused himself. An order assigned Washara County Judge Guy Dutcher to the case last month. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. The findings found less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state at the bottom of at 45th. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of these projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years yet. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700 compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says the scams dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns, which can lead to delayed refunds, penalties, and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. Miller says you also need to be on the lookout for scams involving tax credits or cryptocurrencies. More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. And a group working to combat climate change and pollution in Wisconsin is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit challenges the approval of a large methane gas plant proposed in Superior. Clean Wisconsin says the Public Service Commission greenlit the project in 2020 without adequately considering whether it would meet state environmental standards. They say the proposed Trail Energy Center plant would release about 3 million tons of greenhouse gases and 200 tons of other dangerous pollutants every year. Dairyland Power Cooperative and two other utilities want to build the plant on a high bluff next to the river, raising serious concerns about stormwater runoff and wetland impacts in an area already susceptible to dangerous flooding. The plant would cost upwards of $700 million to build and has been mired in controversy. The project faces pushback from neighboring communities and local lawmakers who point to the environmental and health harms it will bring. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters Calendar Raffle is Becca Keller. WRCO News Time is 1229. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920, with high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died November 30th at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott and Kelly and Lewis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers, Randy Lai and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lai, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Linscheid include his sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, sister-in-law, Beth Linscheid of Verona, stepdaughter, Lori and Mark Williamson of Oak Creek, four granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, three nieces, one nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and special cousins, Chris Burkett, Heather DeHoche, Karen and Dean Mule, and Ginger and Chris Dubansky. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with local military honors will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by two sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and three grandchildren. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
And today's anniversaries is sponsored by Center and Boscobel Pharmacies. The couples celebrating today include Ryan and Angie Baker, Cletus and Donna Bauer, who is celebrating 74 years of marriage, Mark and Nancy Kramer, and Dwayne and Sherry Rowan. Happy anniversary to all celebrating today from Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another balmy December day across the region with that sunshine and southwest wind flow. Temperatures already a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. However, there's a strong Arctic cold front barreling down across North Dakota and northwest Minnesota right now. That'll reach us tomorrow, maybe producing a few flurries by tomorrow night. Better chance of snow showers with it on Wednesday as the cold air really moves in. We'll have some gusty northwest winds as well. Might see some of our first sub-zero temperatures by Thursday morning across portions of the area. That cold snap, though, won't last too long. Already by Friday afternoon, warming air moving in from the southwest, and that'll stick around for the upcoming weekend. We do expect a period of precipitation Friday afternoon into early Saturday. Might bring us a few inches of wet snow or even a wintry mix, so stay tuned for updates on that. For the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy and mild, highs in the upper 40s. Southwest to west wind 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and cooler with a high near 31. Northwesterly wind of 8 to 15. Tuesday night, chilly with a chance of flurries, low 18 degrees. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, cold and breezy. Scattered snow showers are possible, high near 23. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy and very cold. Low near 1 below 0, high of 12 degrees. Friday turning cloudy and milder with light snow likely by afternoon. 1 or 2 inches possible through Friday nights. Low at 4 degrees, high of 30.
The snow could become a wintry mix late Friday night, and Saturday cloudy and mild with a light wintry mix possible in the morning. Low near 24 with a high near 36. For Sunday, partly sunny and mild. Low in the mid-20s with a high temperature near 40 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 47 degrees after a morning low of 32. Yesterday, we almost tied a record by having a temperature of 53 degrees. The old record from yesterday was 50, or the record from yesterday was 55 degrees set back in 2023. And we received no precipitation. Record high for today, set back in 2020, is 56 degrees. And record low is 12 below, set back in 1976. Last year's high was 42 and a low of 32. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:26 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:23. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.71 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Purdue University ag economists find optimism in farm country. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
People have clearly gotten a lot more optimistic these last 2 months, both before the election and then following through the presidential election.
That's Jim Mintert, head of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University, in response to the November edition of the Purdue and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. He says the November results were expected to be more optimistic, but not that much more.
You know, at that time, we attributed part of it to the fact that we had such strong yields in much of the U.S., especially in the Corn Belt, pretty good harvest weather, et cetera. And I think that probably was a contributing factor again, but not enough to give us the kind of boost that we saw.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, says he can understand what farmers are thinking about future expectations.
But the index of current conditions is a little bit more of a head scratcher because I would think that one would be more based on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals haven't changed all that much.
Langemeyer says farmer optimism a few years out means looking past what's happening now.
We are seeing maybe slight decline in break-evens, but the key word is slight there, and prices look like they're going to be similar, if not maybe a little bit higher than the current prices, but not much higher. And so 24 and 25, from a financial projection standpoint, look like pretty tough years for crop farmers.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Avian flu case. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With industry-leading genetics, Pioneer brand corn is bred to withstand your toughest challenges and deliver winning yield potential. Pioneer corn, your best year starts here. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in an Iowa commercial turkey flock. The flock, located in Palo Alto County in north-central Iowa, will be depopulated. It's the state's fifth case within poultry this year. Illinois Farm Bureau members are focused on a new five-year farm bill. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Kevin Simlow, Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities with IFB, says a new farm bill likely won't happen this year.
We fully anticipate that there'll be an extension of the current farm bill.
He tells Brownfield the organization's members need an updated safety net.
We're constantly looking at upgrading the basis prices, looking at the crop insurance programs, making sure they're there. I imagine there's going to be a huge debate over conservation programs. I think the incoming administration is going to have a different philosophy on those types of programs.
Simlow says he expects a one-year extension of the current farm bill, which would give the new Congress time to take up the matter in 2025. From the 110th annual meeting of the Illinois Farm Bureau in downtown Chicago, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Farmers won't have to meet an end-of-the-year deadline to comply with the Corporate Transparency Act. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
University of Wisconsin Extension ag law specialist Kelly Wilford tells Brownfield there have been court cases challenging the constitutionality of the law.
A federal court in Texas has made the decision to issue a nationwide stay, meaning that across the nation, individuals are not required to comply with this rule. And FinCEN has updated their website to indicate that.
Wilford says the law hasn't gone away, but
we'll expect to see an appeal, and we think this will likely end up at the Supreme Court.
From the Wisconsin Farm Bureau annual meeting, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And creating opportunities for young farmers to be successful. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples reports from the 2024 Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting.
Josh England is the chair of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee for Nebraska Farm Bureau. He tells Brownfield he's hopeful policy can be developed to ensure young farmers can flourish.
Maybe like if they have some different tax incentives, and I think that's going to be coming through, that'll help lower our land taxes. That'll also help bring a little more income to the operation.
He says young farmers often need some financial support.
So it's a little challenging for them to get started where they don't own any ground or land or animals, so the FSA sure helps, and there's a lot of other programs out there as well.
England says with the rising cost of ag equipment, farmers may need to consider more non-traditional avenues.
If you can consolidate with your neighbor to buy a combine or some trucks or something to help you guys out, pick together or kind of farm together, that'll sure make it go a lot better economically.
From the Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting out, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom them.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tarter folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tarter brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tarter, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start. Bids and asking prices are slow to surface as buyers and sellers are busy readying for the week ahead. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime midweek or later. Deals last week were marked at mostly $190 to $191 live in the South. That's steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North had a full range of $295 to $306, mostly $297, $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $227 at $314.31. Select is $260 higher at $279.33. In Nebraska last week, flyweight steers sold $6 higher. Steers under 700 pounds were steady to $5 lower. Steers over 700 pounds were unevenly steady to $10 higher. Flyweight heifers were $4 higher. Weights under 700 pounds were steady to $6 higher. And heifers over 700 pounds were $2 to $7 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for lightweight cattle and good demand for all others. Feeder supply included 64% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 500 to 549 pounds, brought $324 to $379.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 599 pounds, brought $280 to $320. Cash hogs have no comparison midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains a bright spot, helping to keep processors more aggressive in their procurement efforts as they're trying to keep up with those larger slaughter runs. Domestic demand remains inconsistent, which does cause some concern in the market. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 82.43. Prices at the regional directs were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $52. At Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $36 to $48. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $60. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.69 at $93.85. Ribs and hams were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at GHXC.com/connect.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tip-Top Auction Realty at Sales Ult and Upcoming Events. We had a bigger sale with a good crowd. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, stock trailers, snow blowers, guns, antiques, and much more will sell December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Soybeans and hogs are mostly lower. Corn is mostly higher. Cattle are up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mostly lower in fund and technical selling. Beans are following oil, which is down despite generally solid demand expectations. The USDA's updated supply and demand numbers come out Tuesday. January beans down 4.25 at 989.5. March beans down 3.75 at 995.5. Corn is mostly higher on fund and technical buying. Corn is monitoring the generally favorable conditions in South America with CONAB's new outlook for Brazil out Thursday. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be supportive. March corn up 1.25 at 441.25. May corn up 1.5 at 446.75. The wheat complex is higher in fund and technical buying. The trade is waiting for Russia's export cap to kick in early next year. That could boost global demand for U.S. wheat, but also that depends on the dollar and other exporters. In Chicago, March wheat up 1.75 at 559. May wheat up 1.25 at 566.75. In Kansas City, March wheat up 3.5 at 557.25. In Minneapolis, March wheat up 4.75 at 601.25. Live and feeder cattle are supported by last week's direct business. Watching and waiting for the distribution of this week's show list. Box beef was up at midday. February lives up 137 at 187.55. April lives up 60 at 188.90. January feeders up 37 at 256.20. Hogs are mixed, mostly lower, adjusting spreads. Midwest butcher hogs were steady, and there were no recent comparisons for the National Daily Direct. February lean hogs down 62 at 86.70. April lean hogs down 67 at 91.17. I'm Megan Grabner for Brown Yield. Cheese, both sweet and savory. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brown Yield. Mild cheeses can taste both sweet and savory because of the natural occurring sugars and milk, and then savory from the fermentation process during cheese making, which creates lactic acid. Jessica Castle, a dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says mild cheeses make a great base for many holiday treats. She says ricotta is a perfect example.
You can start by using ricotta as an appetizer. By simply whipping the cheese in a food processor, it'll make the cheese even creamier, and then it can go sweet or savory. So you can add sweet toppings to it, such as jam or a compote or honey and fruit, or you can go more savory by adding herbs and spices. And it's a great dip, and it's very easy to make, so that's an option. Ricotta also works really well in baked goods or even in pancakes. So, for example, lemon ricotta pancakes are a great option. They're a light, fluffy pancake because of that addition of the cheese.
A lot of people use ricotta in pasta dishes like penne or lasagna, and so it's very fitting with that savory profile. I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brown Yield.
It's great to catch up, Jamie.
Yeah.
How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Does that include my cafe?
There are some exemptions for certain companies, but don't worry. There's lots of guidance on the government's website about who needs to file. Check out fincen.gov/BOI. Filing is easy and free. It took me less than 20 minutes.
Looks like I do have to file. Thanks, Jamie. It's great having a supportive business community.
Reporting beneficial ownership information helps protect U.S. national security. Filing is quick, secure, and free. And it's the law. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
No holiday lull. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The grain markets tend to go quiet during the holidays with fewer trading days and traders taking time off. But Joe Barker with CHS Hedging says he expects volatility through the end of the year because of an uptick in export demand. He tells Brownfield that momentum should carry over into the early part of 2025. More after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting out, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom them.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Jess Hedging, Senior Director of Brokerage, Joe Barker, spoke to Brownfield ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday and said grain markets are off their lows.
One of the old sayings in our business is the cure for low prices is low prices. And what's happened is we've gotten to a level where we have found demand. And we have wonderful export demand for our corn right now, good export demand for our soybeans right now, and decent demand for our wheat.